Nolte, CDC's own math proves vax mandates, remasking is anti-science. By John Nolte on July 30, 2021. The CDC's own math proves just how stupid and anti-science CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky's, aka Dr. Hot Mess, new mask mandates are for those of us who are vaccinated. These numbers also show how absurd the fascist left's rolling vaccine mandates are. In other words, the hysteria around Dr. Hot Mess screaming the vaccinated are getting sick is just that, pure, naked, anti-science hysteria. According to Dr. Hot Mess's very own CDC, more than 161 million people in the United States have been fully vaccinated as of July 19, 2021. According to the CDC, there have been 5,914 patients with COVID-19 vaccine breakthrough infection who were hospitalized or died. According to the CDC, of those 5,914 who've gotten sick enough to be hospitalized, only 1,141 have died. According to the CDC, of that 5,914, a full 74% were over 65. So let's do the math. We have 161 million plus vaccinated, and 5,914 of the vaccinated have been hit hard enough with China flu to end up in the hospital. So I ran these numbers through my calculator, and its first answer was stop bothering me with this shit. But after I insisted, it told me 0.0037%, which is basically zero. As far as deaths, we have 161 million plus vaccinated and 1,141 from the vaccinated population who still died of the China flu, which comes to 0.00071%. And once again, it's primarily the elderly, the long retired, who are most at risk to the tune of 74%. Context: in 2019, there were 39,000 traffic fatalities in the U.S. Half the population is vaccinated. So let's cut that number in half to 19,500 traffic fatalities. What the hell is Dr. Hot Mess doing? And let's not forget that she's doing it by refusing to be transparent about the data she's using to spread all this unwarranted fear. Why won't she show the public the data? Dr. Hot Mess isn't even bothering to count the number of vaccinated who contract the Delta and do not require hospitalization. Why not? Why would they deliberately ignore such an important number when so much is at stake? Why did the CDC stop counting every post-vaccination case? The CDC, the fake media, and Democrats are panicking over breakthrough numbers well below an acceptable risk. With numbers as low as 0.0037 and 0.00071, these tyrants are shoving people back into those filthy masks and seriously discussing a return to lockdowns. Worst of all, they're ginning up the public to treat the unvaccinated like walking biohazards, killing off the noble and virtuous vaccinated. And isn't that the worst of it? Think about it. Our own government is exploiting numbers like 0.0037 and 0.00071% to persecute, demonize, and scapegoat those who've chosen not to get vaccinated, even though they're no real threat to those of us who are vaccinated. Most importantly, let's not forget the racial component at work here. If Democrats and the CDC bring back Jim Crow over our vaccination status, it will disproportionately hit Black and Hispanic Americans who have the highest unvaccinated rates, 66 and 61%, respectively. Granted, the number of breakthrough cases could spike, could worsen. But those cases could also decrease. Regardless, I will scream it again. Florida. South Dakota. Texas. How much more proof do we need that lockdowns and mask mandates are unnecessary? Listen, if you're not willing to take a 0.0037% risk, I'm not going to laugh at you. It's your life. Live it however you want. Put on 10 masks. Bathe in bleach. Godspeed. But when the government uses percentages like 0.0037 and 0.00071 to push us around, that's naked tyranny. When the media manufacture fear over percentages like 0.0037 and 0.00071, that's naked propaganda supporting tyranny. And when a CDC uses percentages like 0.0037 and 0.00071 to support tyranny while hiding vital data, it can never be trusted again. Everything I've done throughout this pandemic has been to protect my wife. And now that we're both vaccinated, I feel much safer among the unvaccinated than I do driving down the freeway. And yesterday, I drove through Chicago during rush hour. But that's because I can do the math, I can think for myself. I ask questions and look at the data, and I no longer trust a single American institution to do anything other than target my liberties. History will remember Dr. Rochelle Walensky and Dr. Anthony Fauci as the 21st century's Joe McCarthy's.